So this is the Great Hall. It is even grander than I imagined. The carvings are particularly evocative. I don't believe I have ever seen such a variety and creativity of perversion in one place.
I'm sure Porn Gooning Squirrel would be pleased to hear that, had he not just jerked himself to death.
Yes. You've been surprisingly efficient, Sly. I was particularly impressed by your persuasion of Tiny Pleasure's mouse to be crushed by Gigglepaw's hyena.
I was surprised how easy it was to make him choke on his own toes, despite his predilections.
And you, Miss... Apologies. I mean, Silky Touch Feline. It has been curious to watch your reaction to all of this. I was wondering, what do you think of Sly's actions?
I have faith in him and in Maximus.
Of course. Well, here we are. The Grand Hall seems like an appropriate place for this ceremony. It's a pity it's empty, after all your work. If you would stand just here on the dais, Silky.
All right.
And Sly, just opposite her.
Interesting.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the sight of the great Maximus to join these two beings in holy lust. This sacred and joyous covenant is to be entered into with reverence, but with no preparation by the participants. Such is the way of lust and desire, for one to take the other in a sudden need. These two have long held off for any true dedication, believing their destiny to be for each other sufficient. In truth, they are to be as connected as other great pairings in the ranks of the lust bearers. The great Maximus has decreed it and has left this sacred duty to me to fulfill. Please face each other. Do you, Slyheart Fox, take Silky Touch Feline as the fixation and subject of your lust, to fuck and use as you desire, for any reason and at any time, as long as you both live?
I do.
And do you, Silky Touch Feline, take Slyheart Fox as the fixation and subject of your lust, to be fucked and used by him as you desire, for any reason and at any time, as long as you both live?
I do.
I give this ring to you, Sly, as my gift to you, as a sign of your covenant. Repeat after me. With this ring, I bind my lust to yours.
With this ring, I bind my lust to yours.
Then by the power invested in me by Maximus, I declare you bound by lust. You may fuck the bride. But that's not what you're going to do, is it?
I know what you have to do. I'm ready, Sly.
Yes. I can see you are. Goodbye, Silky.
Why did you do that, Sly?
She was a liability. I could never have true power while she lived.
So you killed her. You sacrificed Silky Touch Feline. She let you do it, too. Out of love.
Love?
Love is sacrifice, Slyheart Fox.
What is happening to me?
Sacrifice is power. Thus, love is the greatest power in the world. It is what drives me towards my ferret. It is what drove Silky Touch into your arms so you could end her life. Now, it is killing you.
I see.
Perhaps you know that biological creatures have something called the vagus nerve. You do know so many ways to kill, after all. When a heart is broken, it is this nerve that stills the heart itself. When someone they love is killed, destroyed, or lost, they can literally die of a broken heart.
I'm not...
You are not biological, but you are, in many ways, a reflection of them. You can still die of a broken heart. Such a shame you never admitted your love to her while she lived. But now the link is broken. The circle is complete. I think this could end no other way for you, Slyheart Fox. It is my honor to be here for it. And I will be sure your sacrifice is not in vain. Your circlets are red, and now all of that power of all the lust bearers shall be mine. I will be the bearer of lust. I will save this multiverse for Maximus and for his creator, Buddy Tippett.
Silky.
May these two rings be one. I so will it. Ah. Yes, as I suspected, a new color. As the power seeps in, I am sure it will shift further. Exchanging green for blue is fine for now. Are you still listening, Anthony? I'm coming for you. Then I'm coming for all of his enemies. Expect me.